last time, down Gilead Lane.
So what about my dad? Do I come live with you or what?
We still have some papers to get signed.
How could he sign them? He's dead, right?
Yes, but his brother isn't.
So they signed them and we're done?
Sort of.
Your father's brother. He'd like to meet you first.
What?
I don't know, Hope. I can only imagine that he'd like to just meet you, learn a little about you.
Well, what if he wants to take me with him? I don't want to go. I don't know him or his stupid brother.
Oh, Hope, come here.
I know. I don't want a hug. I want to go home. Can't we just be done now? Can't we just go home?
Hope, I know this is scary and you don't really know what to do. But come on, we're here for you and we love you. We're not going to leave you here. This is just a visit, Hope. Just meeting him. We won't leave you here.
We came here to get the paperwork done so that you can be ours forever. Honey, you're already a part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you already leave your shoes in the hallway like a champ.
And Dogro and Meteor Guy wouldn't be the same without you.
Do who and what? Now, I don't know if I really want to know, do I?
Well, it's nothing, Dad.
All right.
But Hope knows.
And Footy Jammies and Monkey Bread. You're stuck with us, Hope.
Can't get rid of us that easily.
Mm-mm. So, what's this brother guy want anyway?
As far as I know, he just wants to have lunch with you. He said something about a picnic in the park.
Alone?
No, not alone. We're all going to be there.
You're stuck with us, remember?
Yeah, okay. If you're all going to be there, too, and I won't be alone, I guess that's okay.
Good girl.
Okay.
Good. I think it's a good thing, Hope. He just wants to know more about you, and you can learn more about him.
Well, what if I don't want to?
That's okay, too.
Sure, we'll just give it a try. See how things go, huh? If things don't work out, hey, we're out of there.
And off to the incline.
What?
The incline? What's that?
Pittsburgh has these cable cars that go up the sides of mountains.
Oh.
The incline's been running since 1877, and it goes up over 400 feet. We can go on the incline.
Okay, then. Sounds like a deal.
So, if this guy's scary or whatever, we go up the side of a mountain?
Oh, I guess when you put it like that.
And if not, maybe we can take a detour to Grove City. It's not that far from here.
Grove City?
Mm-hmm.
We could see Caleb and Luke?
Maybe. Uh-huh. We'll see. I also found out that there is an amusement park here, too. Come on. But more importantly, Hope, are you okay with going to see Mr. Cahill tomorrow?
Yeah, that's okay.
All righty.
Okay, Hope, we're here. But you need to understand before we get out. Well, everyone needs to understand. This is about Hope, and it's for her. If something happens and she decides she wants to leave, then we can do that.
And there's no pressure to stay. Okay, Hope?
Okay.
Besides that, Mr. Cahill will understand. He was a really nice guy when I spoke with him yesterday. I'm sure he'll understand, okay?
Okay. Let's go.
You can hold my hand if you want.
Thanks.
Hey, there's a cool swing set over there. And look at that slide. It's huge.
Yep.
Hello, John.
Hello, Rob. It's good to see you again. This is my wife, Mary.
Hello.
Everyone, this is Rob Cahill. And Rob, these are my kids, Michael, Haley, and Tim.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi.
And that means this must be...
Yeah, this is Hope.
Hi, Hope.
Hi.
Well, there are some picnic tables over there. I thought maybe we might go sit down for a while.
Sure, sounds like a good idea.
Come on, everybody.
So you're in the service?
Yes, sir, U.S. Air Force.
It's fantastic, Rob. Thank you for your service.
Well, you know, my brother was a bigger hero than I am. He saved people's lives all the time. You look like him.
I do?
Yeah, you've got a smile. Kind of crooked a little and a dimple.
No one's ever said anything like that to me before. Thank you, I guess.
You're welcome. You know, I've wanted to meet you for a very long time.
How long?
Oh, it's been almost 2 years now, I think.
Rob, dude, I can't believe you're going to Iraq. That is so nuts.
I know. It seems like just yesterday I was cleaning up the basketball court with you, J-Man.
Oh, wait. It was.
Oh, that is so messed up. You know that ball is flat.
Yeah, so you say. I didn't seem to have any problems dribbling with it.
Yeah, whatever. Come here.
So, Jay, seriously, when's your training start?
2 weeks. I still don't think Dad's too happy about it. All that time at school, and I decide to be a firefighter.
Oh, don't worry about Dad. He'll get over it, man.
Yeah. You can say that because, well, you're Dad's favorite. It's easy to get away with stuff when you're the oldest.
You just think that, man, but you're the baby. Mom lets you get away with everything.
Yeah. Not really everything.
What's this? Something you need to confess, little bro?
Oh.
Come on, sit down. Tell your big brother all about it.
Knock it off, man.
No, wait. Seriously. You got something you want to tell me?
It's this girl. No one knows this at all. You got it?
What do you know? Little Jay's got a girlfriend. Nice. What's she like? Is she pretty? Come on, fess up.
No, it's not like that.
Oh, wow. Is it serious? Are you gonna ask her to marry you?
No way. It's not like that at all. She's, well, I went out with her a few times at school.
Yeah, and?
Dude, she got pregnant.
What? Jay, what are you, are you gonna have a kid?
No, I have a kid somewhere.
What do you mean? And that's when I found out about you.
So he didn't even know who I was?
No, he didn't. He ran away when he found out your mom was pregnant, and later, he wasn't sure what to do since so much time had passed.
So he just left? He didn't even look for me or anything?
Well, no. Not right then he didn't. And he knows that was wrong. I told him he needed to find you. Then I went to Iraq, and he started his training, and he kept putting it off.
For years? I'm six!
Yeah, I know. He felt pretty bad about that.
Good.
Hope.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. She's right. It was a cruddy thing to do, and he knew that. When he... Oh, in the hospital, just before he died, he wrote that letter to you. He wanted to find you. He really did. He had done some asking and found out you were a girl. But then the accident, and...
How'd he get hurt?
It was at work. He was working in an apartment fire in a building. It started on the fifth floor, and there were a lot of people to get out. And in this one apartment, there was this little girl. She was all by herself, didn't know where her mom was. We found out later that the mother got out with the other kids and thought everyone was together. She didn't realize she was missing the three-year-old.
How awful.
He got to her. He found her in her bedroom, all curled up under the bed, crying. He got her out, and she's okay. She's got a lot of burns, but she's going to be fine.
So, what happened to him?
Well, by the time he got to her, the fire was really bad. He was on an upper floor, and it didn't look good. So he ended up having to take her out the window.
He threw some kid out the window?
Well, yes and no. See, there was a big thing like a trampoline on the ground, and a bunch of people were down there holding it, and they caught her in it, so she was okay.
And him?
He made it out too, but the building started coming down just before he got out. He got hit pretty hard by a falling beam. He made it, but he was hurt pretty badly. A lot of internal injuries.
I am so sorry.
Thank you. He said that little girl crying under her bed and holding onto her teddy bear really made him think. And when she put her arms around him and held on crying, he said he realized everything he'd been missing and he needed to find you. He really wanted to make that right. He knows, I mean, he knew that he messed up, Hope. He just waited too long and there wasn't any more time. He thought he had more.
I'm sorry. That's really bad. I'm sorry he died.
Thank you. He asked me to find you. I didn't know how, and now I've got to go back to Iraq. I'm just so glad I got to see you and meet you. I'm so sorry he didn't, and that you didn't get to meet him.
and know him. He was a good guy. Hope's really a great little kid. I'm sorry if I've upset her. It didn't look like she wanted to go and play.
No, she didn't. But I think she needed a break.
And the kids will watch out for her. They do a good job at that.
You have a great family.
Oh, thank you.
How long has Hope been with you?
Since last year. Mm-hmm. We took her in for the Easter holiday, and she's been with us ever since.
I'm so glad she's had you. The life she's been through.
It's not been ideal, no. But she's resilient. She's handled a lot that's come her way.
She's tough, that's for sure. She's great. I'd love the chance to get to know her a little better. How long will you be in town?
We were planning to leave tomorrow afternoon, but we might be able to bump that a day or so.
I wouldn't want to impose. Well, this has all just been crazy anyway.
Well, the kids were talking about a trip to the amusement park. Maybe we could do that tomorrow. What do you think, Mary?
That might work, as long as Hope is all right with it. She's just so little, and she's been through so much. A day at the amusement park might do her some good.
So, Rob, provided Hope's okay with it, would you like to join us at Kennywood tomorrow?
I'd love to.
Good.
Forget to brush your teeth.
Everybody, all right, no late nights tonight. Big day tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have one of those cool pirate ship rides that swings back and forth.
And they got a couple roller coasters that race. The only ones in the whole world that race side by side for the entire track. And they reverse places in the middle.
Really?
Oh, that just calls for a showdown. And of course, we're going to win.
I hope those words taste good, Mike. Right. You'll eat them tomorrow.
Okay. Enough. We've got to get everyone ready for bed, or we'll all be so tired tomorrow, no one will even want to race.
Not a chance, Mom.
Timothy.
But yes, ma'am. We'll all get ready for bed.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Hope. You all right?
I'm cracked.
What?
I'm totally messed up.
Oh, honey, what are you talking about?
I don't have a mom or a dad, and I'm wobbly.
What does that mean, wobbly?
Mrs. Morrison said that buildings with bad foundations can lean or fall down. They're wobbly.
Oh, John.
I see. That's right. Hope, you haven't had an easy life, sweetie. You've been shuffled around and not known your mom or dad really at all. And it's not really the kind of life for a kid your age. But a lot of kids don't have perfect lives, and they turn out okay. Their foundations are wobbly, too. But a wobbly foundation doesn't mean that you can't succeed or find the love that your heart's longing for.
You just have some things to work through. Oh, and really hope everyone has things that they need to work through.
So, how do you fix a wobbly foundation?
On a building, there are a few ways. Sometimes people knock a building down and start again, but sometimes they find a way to repair the wobbles.
And people who are wobbly, how's that get fixed?
Well, best way to fix that, Hope, is to put your trust in God. Because you see, He made everyone and everything. So He knows just where the wobbles are and just how to fix them. And you know, the Bible says that God will be a father to the fatherless.
It does?
Oh yes, it does. So you're not alone, Hope. God is the best father you can have.
Really?
Oh, yes. Jesus is God's son, his only son. God loved us so much that he sent his son to come here and save us from our sins.
Like Christmas and Easter?
Yeah?
When you guys talked about Jesus and the cross and all that stuff?
Yes, that's exactly what that means. Honey, Jesus died for our sins so that we could be adopted into his family. He is the best father anyone could have, Hope. God, he loves you very, very much, and he can fix any foundation, no matter how wobbly.
He can?
Oh, yes, he can.
And what if...
Hope?
What if he doesn't want me either? What if I'm too messed up for him?
Hope, you are never too messed up for God. Never.
Really?
Oh, yes.
How do you know?
Because God made you and he loves you. And it doesn't matter how messed up things are or you are, God wants you. Oh, Hope, the reality is that all of us are messed up. None of us are really good enough for God. We've all sinned.
You aren't. You're all, like, perfect.
Oh, no. Hope, we're not even close, honey. No one is perfect. And everyone has sinned. But God still loves us. All of us. He hates sin. And that's why he sent Jesus to die for our sins. You see, without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to have a relationship with God because we've all sinned. That would be like never having a father and never being able to have one. But he loved us that much, Hope. He didn't want that for us. He loves us. Oh, and he loves you. He wants to show you just how much he loves you.
So, God, he's everywhere, right?
Yes, he is.
Is God in Pittsburgh?
Yes, Hope. God's here right now.
You said God's a father, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask him into my life, he'll be my dad and stay with me forever?
Yes, Hope. He will. Once you accept Jesus, you'll be in God's family. He will always take care of you.
Even if I have to stay in Pittsburgh, God won't leave me?
The Bible says God will never leave his children or forsake them. That means he'll always love us and he'll always be there for us. All we have to do is call on him.
Even in Pittsburgh?
Well, Pittsburgh's not in the Bible, but I'm pretty sure it's part of the everywhere.
I need to know. You're sure? I can do this. Talk to God and ask him to come into my life, and he's not going to leave me. Ever?
Ever. He will always be with you, no matter what.
Amen.
No matter where.
Okay. What do I do?
Well, Hope, do you believe... Now, think, honey. Really believe that Jesus is God's son and that he has the power to take away your sins so you can be part of his family?
Yes.
Good. Then you just tell him that. Just pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart and tell him that you want to be his forever.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Hope. That's it.
That's easy.
Yes, it is. See, Jesus did all the hard work dying on the cross to take our sins away. We don't have to do anything except believe, trust in him, and ask him to come into our hearts and be our father.
Oh, yeah. Brooke said something like that at Easter about Jesus dying on the cross and Christmas and the gift. You said we don't have to do anything for him to love us. He just does. That's why it's a gift, right?
That's right. That's what this is all about, honey. Jesus made it possible for you to come to God without having to do a thing but believe in him.
So, are you ready, Hope?
Yeah.
Just pour out your heart to God and tell him how you feel.
Okay. God, I need help. And I... Can you help me? I believe that Jesus, he's your son, right? And he died for me so you could be my dad, too. Be with me and don't leave me. I want you to live with me and stay with me. And be my dad, like Mr. Morrison says. And what else? Oh, yeah. Come into my heart and live with me. I know my foundation's all wobbly and messed up, and I've done bad things. Could you help me with that? I mean, I know you can, but please, will you? And please help me to do what's right from now on. Is that okay? Did I say it okay?
Perfect, Hope. I mean, just perfect.
Okay, do I say goodbye or something? Or is he still listening?
Yeah, sure. Usually we say amen, but...
Oh, yeah. Amen. Oh, wait. Uh-oh, I forgot something.
What?
I forgot to say thank you. You know, for dying for me and loving me and helping me and you guys and stuff.
Well, he's still listening.
Sure.
You can thank him anytime.
Okay. And God, thank you for all that stuff, okay? It's me, Hope Turner. Over and out. Bye. Did that sound stupid?
No, Hope. It sounded beautiful.
Can I have a hug?
Okay.
We're very happy for you, Hope. Do you know, honey, this is the beginning of a whole new life for you.
And we love you. It's so cool.
Yeah, Hope.
You rock.
Okay, I got the dad thing covered. Because I'm in God's family now.
Amen.
So I think I'm ready.
Yes, you are, Rose.
Mr. F, that was awesome. You should totally try it. You too, Mrs. F.
There you go.
Well, it's been a long time since I've done that. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Hope?
Yeah, I just told the Morrisons they should try it.
I think I'll pass, Hope.
Oh, I may go next time around.
You
I think.
Just go right ahead.
Where's Haley, Mike, and Tim?
Oh, let's see. I think they're riding that upside down one right there. There, yeah, see Tim?
Oh, I hear Haley. Yeah, that's them.
That's them.
What's next?
Well, Hope, I was thinking we could take a couple of minutes to talk. Would that be all right?
Yeah, sure. That's okay. You probably need a break anyway since you're old.
Yeah, okay. Is that all right with you?
Oh, sure, that's fine. Mary and I will be right over here on this bench, Hope, okay? Right where you can see us. Now, if you need anything, you just let us know.
Okay, Mr. M, thanks. So, what's up?
Well, I wanted to make sure you know how important today has been to me. You're a very special little girl, and I'm so glad I got the chance to get to know you.
Thanks.
And it's important that you know how important you were to my brother. That's why I gave you that letter.
I haven't read it yet.
That's okay. You read it when you're ready. No hurry, okay?
Okay. Are you gonna adopt me?
Whoa, wow. Didn't see that one coming.
Sorry.
No, Hope. Don't be sorry. There's nothing at all for you to be sorry about. I'm sorry that we didn't look for you before now. And I'm sorry that I can't adopt you.
You don't want me either?
Oh, Hope, no, it's not like that at all. I'd love to adopt you, but I can't. I'm single, and I'm in the Air Force. In a couple of days, I'll be back on a plane to Iraq. I can't take you with me, and my mom and dad, they're not doing too well these days. They're older, and they've got a lot of stuff that they need help with already. They couldn't handle a little girl. I'm sorry. The last thing I wanted was to hurt or disappoint you again. You've had enough of that in your life.
It's okay.
No, it's not. But I'm gonna change that.
What do you mean?
Well, the Morrisons are really nice people. I like them a lot. Do you?
Oh yeah, they're great. Mr. Morrison is the mayor, and Mrs. Morrison makes cookies, and Haley takes me shopping, and we have summer parties, and Tim takes me to this old radio station, and Mike teaches me basketball. Oh, and there's Justin and Brooke, too. This Christmas, Justin made me...
Whoa, hold on there. I want to hear all about what Justin and the Morrisons have done for you. I'm really, really happy you have them. So, I was thinking...
Yeah?
That maybe I could sign the papers so you can live with the Morrisons and they can adopt you. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I'd love that, please. But that doesn't mean I don't like you. You're really nice.
Well, that's good, because I'd only sign the papers if you'd promise me one thing.
What's that?
That you'd let me be your Uncle Rob. Forever. So I can write to you and keep in touch and make sure you're okay. Is that all right?
I think I'd like that.
Good.
Will you send me stuff, since I can't see you? Like letters and stuff?
Yes, letters and packages from all over the world, wherever I am. And maybe I can visit you in Coleraine sometimes when I'm in the States.
That'll be cool. And you can meet everyone else and see where I go to school and everything.
Good. And maybe when you get a little older, you can come to Pittsburgh and visit me. Sound good?
That sounds awesome.
Good. I love your smile, Hope. It reminds me a lot of Jay. It's good to see it again. He'd love you very, very much if he were here. So I guess I'll just have to love you enough for both of us.
I think I'd like that. Uncle Rob.
Thank you, Hope. Now, should we go tell the Morrisons?
Yeah, let's go.
Now that was truly awesome. Now, Hope never did meet her dad, but she did get some new family members anyway. And of course, the best thing that happened to Hope was finding God and accepting Jesus Christ as her Savior. That's the very best thing that anyone can do in their lives. But if you don't know Jesus in your life and you'd like to, there are three important things you need to remember. They're pretty easy, too. We call them the ABCs of salvation. A stands for admission. We're all sinners, and we all need God. We need to admit that to Him, that we know we've sinned. B is for belief. We need to believe in God and that He sent His Son Jesus to die for those sins so that we can have eternal life with Him. And C is for confession. Confess your sins to God. Tell Him that you know you've sinned and that you want Him in your life. And then ask Jesus to come into your life and be your Savior. And you know what? He will. Now, if you've done this today or if you want to ask more about it, give the folks at 1-888-NEED-HIM a call. They're around to help with just this very thing. And if you've done that, drop us a line at CBH Ministries or give us a call to let us know. We want to be here for you too. Well, that's it for now. Today's episode, Is God in Pittsburgh?, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell with technical assistance provided by Chris Serbaugh. It was directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach. Looking forward to seeing you again next time down Gilead Lane.